This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's a good song for this segment. So yesterday I was off, as you might have noticed when you tuned in, heard the great Mike Elam filling in for us. I understand Kehoe was on the show yesterday, which is cool that he came on to talk about his race and what's going on in the state of Missouri. The Friday, we had volleyball games Friday, so I took Friday off because we were doing volleyball. We played our last game. I think it started at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Got home 5:30, 6 o'clock or so on Sunday evening. Super wiped. Did you? What sports did you play, Ethan?
I played baseball and soccer in high school. I ran track.
Did you have
basketball,
weekend long tournaments and stuff? Did you do stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Super physically taxing. Can be very emotionally taxing.
Yes, for sure. By the end of it, it's like, wait, where's my weekend?
Yeah, and it's gone. And then you're like, you got to go back to school. You got to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So Monday was Columbus Day. My family was off. And so I decided I was just going to take that day off and recoup. And we also had promised that my daughter. So we have a 4-bedroom house. One of those bedrooms, obviously, is my bedroom with my husband. But one of the other 3 bedrooms are for my kid. Hold on a second. You talk. I got to clear my throat.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ethan.
How's it going?
It's going well. What do you think the Cardinals are going to be like in the next 2 years?
I love
years?
That we immediately go to the Cardinals.
You know, yesterday...
in her needing 5 seconds, we immediately go to the Cardinals.
Yeah, no kidding. Yesterday, Ethan did a Wiggins America, and he talked about sports, from what I understand. And you said somebody commented on the live chat that said, I don't come here for sports.
I listened to this show not for sports or
have
something like that.
Have you ever heard Wiggins America before? Like, sports is probably the most useful thing that was talked about in Wiggins
America.
I think
the funniest part was that the segment started at like 2:52, so it was literally like not even a 4-minute segment.
You got a 4-minute segment. Not here for sports. Well, you know, we don't do it a lot, so we do 3 segments a week on fast food, so. Anyway. Sorry, I got a little choked up there.
Good now?
Yeah, probably. Until I start getting to the point.
I'll answer your question if she gets choked up again.
Yeah, no okay. kidding. I'll try not to get emotionally choked up. I had promised my oldest daughter, for her birthday, we said that we were going to rearrange the rooms in our house. So my son has his own room. And by default, he got the biggest bedroom of the kids' rooms.
Because, as he should?
No, absolutely not. But it was painted. When we moved in, we didn't paint a wall in our house. And it was gray, and it had this, like, it was like the colors of our logo, red and blue and gray. It was Cardinals colors through and through. That's I got amazing. Him a big fat head, STL and everything. And we didn't have to paint that room, so he got that room. And then when we moved in, we had 3 kids. Molly comes around, we now have 4 kids. So the baby of the family has always had their own little crib, nursery, whatever. And the older 2 girls have shared a room. Well, my oldest daughter is 12 now, and she's... my middle daughter is 8, and that there's a big difference in being a 7th grader and a 3rd grader. And Jensen has wanted her own room, and it's just such an ordeal to switch those rooms around. It is such a big deal. So we told her for her birthday this July, when she turned 12, we said, we're going to do it. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make the time. So my husband and I committed yesterday to be the day that we... make the switch.
Quite the off day.
So we start the process, and it is a whole domino effect of movement, because the way this worked was the oldest daughter was going to move into what was the nursery, which is Molly's room. But in the room that Jensen and my second daughter shared, all of my second daughter's clothes were in the nursery closet because it's a full closet, and my three-year-old didn't need a full closet. So she actually had like her stuff in the nursery, but her bed in Jensen's room. So she kind of was spread between two rooms. We always used to be like, you don't have one room, you get to have two rooms, which also could also feel like she has no rooms.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So she was very emotional about Jensen moving out of the room. She still is very emotional. She's putting on the bravest face. Like last night, I got her these things for the two twin beds. One of them's a canopy, and it looks like a mosquito net, I'm just going to be honest. But it hangs from the ceiling, and one of them is pink and one of them is purple. It has glow-in-the-dark stars on it. And it's just this canopy that goes around the whole bed.
That's pretty cool.
Super light. It's not going to suffocate anybody. Don't freak out. Got her that. Told her I was going to get her some other things so that she, you know, this is your room now. You're the big sister. You get to decorate. You get the blah, 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 blah. And she walked in and she saw it and she smiled. But she's a very emotional child in all the best ways. And she went and she sat down on her bed and she was smiling really big. And I could tell she was really fighting back the emotion. And I said to her, I go, Evelyn, what's wrong? I said, it's okay. You can talk about it. She goes, it's just going to take some getting used to. And then she started to cry. And it was so touching to see her like care so much about losing her big sister. So then the big sister comes in and hugged her. Sat with her and she's like, would you lay with me? And she's like, sure. So big sister put middle sister to sleep last night, read to her and stuff. But along the lines of all of this shuffling meant that we had to disassemble. I'm going to cry. I don't want to cry. This is how it happened yesterday. We had to disassemble the crib.
Oh, man. Look at that picture.
And the crib we put together when my son was born in 2009. We put that crib together in the first house that my husband lived in. That house we bought in 2007 took us 3 months to even make it livable because that's all we could afford at the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, you put the... Like, you remember when you put the crib together, Ethan? I'm going to tell you that right now. When you're expecting, and you got all the papers out, and all the Allen wrenches out, and you're trying to put it together.
How the hell do I do this?
Exactly. And then, like, if you're dad, you're like, I gotta lay in it myself, because if it can support me, it can support my baby. And then your baby's like 7 pounds, and you're not. So you put the crib together, and you put all of the things in and around the crib that when you have the baby, you realize all of that stuff has to come out. You can't put any of that stuff around. It's just like crib sheet. Maybe a PP pad, so if the baby wets through their diaper, or what even worse, something else through their diaper, that it gets on that, then you just take that up. You don't have to take the whole thing apart. You remember like the smell of the room when you put the crib together. And so yesterday we took the crib apart, and I'm so sad about it. I don't want more babies. I don't want more babies. I don't want that. I love my babies. I would have. I would have a dozen more babies if I didn't have to carry them because I'm just not good at being pregnant. But I didn't know that I was this upset about it. I didn't know that this bothered me or this was like, I think I've been putting this bedroom switch off for so long because I didn't want to take the crib apart because all the kids are surrounded. Like everybody came in my room Monday morning and was like, so what are we going to do today? When is this going to happen? And my oldest daughter, she's just like, she's so compliant and she's such a worker bee. She has really high expectations. She's very driven. And she like is looking at me like, are you ready to do this? And I kind of realized that I had been pushing off for so long doing any of this. And I didn't like I couldn't even say it outside. Like, we're going to have to take the crib apart. And I started to cry just like I'm starting to cry right now. And, you know, while I'm talking about this and embarrassingly getting emotional on the air about it, it just very much drives home to me a reminder of what is really important. We talk about things on the show all the time that are very important things, but the reason why all of the other things are important are because of these types of things. Because the people in your life, the people who you love, the people who love you, the people who rely on you, the people who you rely on, like all of this is what is super, super important. Not the politics of it. Not the, you know, who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote? Like all of this stuff, like all of that stuff matters, but it only matters because of the things that are the actual priorities in life. And so when it came time to take the crib apart, I told my husband, I'm like, I can't do it. I cannot be the person who takes the crib apart. And listen, I'm the captain of that ship when things need to get done in the house. My husband, great worker bee, very helpful, most helpful person I know. But I'm good at organizing step-by-step processes to get these types of jobs done. And I told my husband, I was like, I can't be the one to take it apart. In the process of doing all of this, we had to go acquire a box springs from somebody that I got off of Facebook for my son's new bed because the bed my son was sleeping in had to go in the big in my daughter's bedroom.
Were his feet like dangling off yet?
He was in a full size bed and now he's in a queen size bed, and he was happy with it because he had slept in a twin before. So all of this stuff had to go around. I'm like, I cannot be the person to take this bed apart.
Just wait till he has to go from a queen back to a twin on his college days.
Extra long.
That was the worst.
Yeah. And when it came time to take everything apart, we needed it to get done. And my husband was gone to pick up some of the furniture that we were moving into my son's room. And I'm like staring at this crib and I'm like, I cannot do this. I would be making jokes, doing the mom thing. You know, like when mom goes into hardcore cleaning mode. I'm really good at that. That's not how my kids would describe it.
How would they describe it?
Militant. Driven and focused. That's the political spin. And Jensen goes, I can take it apart, Mom. And I was like, oh my God. But like, I couldn't tell her no because it had to be done, but she took it apart. And I didn't supervise her. I left the room because there's a million other things to do. And I just thought in that moment, like all the kids were helping get all that stuff done. And I was just proud to have a daughter who could like take that on and do that for me, because I think she did it more for my emotional state than the militant mom mode that had been activated.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just little things that happen in life that are happening to people every day in life that you don't always know that, like, the big life moment that person went through that day was she had to take the crib down. So just be kind to people and be aware that, like, so much life is being lived on a daily basis. We get so wrapped up in polls and, you know, elections and maybe even, like, stupid petty fights that you have from someone that you're like, you know, you don't like that person, or you don't get along with that person, but you can't really remember why. And if you had to explain to somebody why that was, it would feel kind of silly to say it out loud. Just remember to be kind to people and to look at the things that stop you in your tracks because they're emotional things and they're really important things and they matter. And even if it's like a small thing to everybody else around you, if it's a big thing to you, to pay attention to that, to acknowledge it. And to kind of just live there for a minute, because it's It's like literally what it's all about. I also said we are not going to get rid of the crib because I will put my grandbabies in it. And then I gave a stern look to all of my children. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get the results of the poll when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.